Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Leaps for Beginners by Freeman Publications is a beginner-oriented investing guide focused on long-term equity anticipation securities, commonly called LEAPS, which are options contracts with long expiration dates. The book sits within the practical options trading category and aims to make a technical instrument understandable for individual investors who may already know basic stock investing but want a more capital-efficient way to gain market exposure. Its central purpose is to explain how long-dated calls and puts can be used to pursue leveraged growth, define maximum loss in advance, hedge existing holdings, and support income strategies such as poor man's covered calls. Rather than presenting options as short-term speculation, it frames LEAPS as tools that can fit a longer investment horizon when position size, strike selection, expiration choice, and risk limits are handled carefully. The emphasis is practical and accessible, with the book positioned as a bridge between simple stock ownership and more advanced option structures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using LEAPS calls as a capital-efficient stock replacement. A central theme of the book is that long-dated call options can provide exposure to a stock with less upfront capital than buying shares outright. This is the stock replacement idea instead of purchasing 100 shares. An investor may buy a LEAPS call that gives the right to benefit from upside movement over a longer period. The appeal is not that risk disappears, but that the capital at risk is defined by the premium paid. If the trade fails, the loss is limited to that premium, whereas owning shares exposes the investor to the full decline in share price. The book presents this structure as a way to amplify returns when the underlying stock rises, because a smaller initial outlay can participate in a larger notional position. The reasoning also requires discipline. LEAPS are still options, so time decay, implied volatility, and strike choice affect outcomes. The book, therefore, treats stock replacement as a strategic use of leverage rather than a shortcut to guaranteed gains. Secondly, why expiration length changes the risk profile of options. The book distinguishes LEAPS from short-term options by emphasizing the importance of time. Short-dated options can move quickly and may lose value rapidly if the underlying asset does not move soon enough. LEAPS, by contrast, have expiration dates that are much farther away, giving an investment thesis more time to develop. This longer runway is presented as one reason they may be more suitable for investors who think in months or years rather than days or weeks. However, the longer expiration does not make the contract risk-free. A LEAPS buyer still pays a premium that includes time value. And that premium can decline if the stock stagnates, volatility falls, or the trade was entered at an unfavorable price. The practical lesson is that expiration selection is not merely a calendar decision. It shapes the balance between cost, probability, flexibility, and potential return. By focusing on time horizon, the book helps beginners see options as instruments with moving variables rather than simple directional bets. Thirdly, managing risk through premium limits and position sizing. Risk management is one of the most important practical dimensions of the book. LEAPS can limit loss to the amount paid for the contract, but that fact can create a false sense of safety if an investor commits too much capital to one idea. The book, therefore, frames the premium as both the maximum loss and the key budgeting tool. A trade should be judged not only by the possible gain, but also by what happens if the entire premium is lost. This approach encourages investors to size positions according to account value, confidence level, and the role of the trade within the broader portfolio. The book also warns implicitly against treating leverage as permission to overconcentrate. Because LEAPS can control a large amount of stock for a smaller outlay, multiple positions can create hidden market exposure. The practical reasoning is straightforward. Defined risk is useful only when the defined amount is tolerable. Position sizing turns the theoretical safety of LEAPS into an actual portfolio discipline. Fourthly, using long-dated puts for portfolio protection. Beyond growth trades, the book addresses LEAPS as a defensive tool through long-dated put options. A put can rise in value when the underlying stock or index falls, which makes it useful as a hedge against market declines or severe portfolio drawdowns. This application differs from buying calls because the goal is not necessarily to generate standalone profit. Instead, the put functions like insurance, offsetting some losses if a major adverse move occurs. The book positions this idea as especially relevant for investors with existing stock exposure, who want protection without immediately selling their holdings. The reasoning involves a trade-off. Protective puts require a premium, and that cost can reduce returns if markets continue rising or remain stable. The benefit is that downside risk becomes more controlled during periods of uncertainty. By including hedging, the book avoids presenting LEAPS only as aggressive leverage. It shows that long-dated options can serve both offensive and defensive purposes, depending on whether they are used to express conviction or manage vulnerability. Lastly, combining leaps with poor man's covered calls for income. The book also introduces the income-oriented use of leaps through poor man's covered calls, a strategy that substitutes a long-dated call for stock ownership and then sells shorter-dated calls against it. The logic resembles a covered call, but the investor uses less capital because the long leaps call acts as the core bullish position. The short calls can collect premium, potentially reducing the net cost of the leaps position or generating recurring income. This makes the strategy attractive to investors who want more than simple directional exposure. At the same time, it introduces complexity because the investor must manage two option legs with different expirations and sensitivities. If the underlying stock rises sharply, the short call can limit upside or require adjustment. If the stock falls, the long call may lose value faster than collected premiums can offset. The book presents the strategy as accessible but not automatic. Its practical value depends on choosing liquid underlying securities, maintaining sensible strike distances, and understanding assignment and adjustment risk. Leaps for Beginners is best suited to readers who already understand the basic idea of stocks and want a structured introduction to longer-term options without moving immediately into fast-paced trading. It will be most useful for beginner to intermediate investors who are interested in using options for capital efficiency, defined risk, hedging, or income, but who need a clear explanation of how those uses differ from ordinary share ownership. The practical benefit is that it organizes leaps around recognizable investor problems, how to gain exposure without tying up all available capital, how to plan maximum loss before entering a trade, how to protect a portfolio during market stress, and how to pair long-dated options with shorter-term premium selling. Its intellectual value lies in reframing options as flexible portfolio tools, rather than purely speculative contracts. Compared with many beginner options books that concentrate on weekly trades, high turnover tactics, or broad definitions, this book stands out by focusing specifically on the long-term option niche. That narrower scope gives it a more coherent identity. Readers should still approach the strategies cautiously, because leverage, time decay, volatility changes, and poor sizing can undermine results. Used as an introductory guide rather than a guarantee of returns, it offers a practical foundation for evaluating whether leaps belong in an individual investment plan. If you would like to support Freeman Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.